Club headlines.
NFL free agency starts tomorrow at 4 p.m., but the pieces are falling into place. We begin with Drew Brees, who isn't going to be a free agent. He signed a new two-year deal worth $50 million, $27 million guaranteed to stay with the Saints. Now, as far as Kirk Cousins goes, reports now he's looking for fully guaranteed money. Ian Rappaport first said that the Vikings were offering him $28 million per year. Bert Beer, sitting with us right now, says, I think more like 28.6, 28.7. But you're in there,
right,
Bert?
Right in there. Right around $86 million over 3 years.
There you go. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Ben Volen reporting the Browns are making a big run at Nate Solder. It's dependent on what Joe Thomas decides to do. He has not yet told the Browns if he'll retire or come back to the team. Lions re-signing safety Tavon Wilson to a two-year $7 million deal. Former Lions defensive tackle Haloti Ngata will sign a one-year deal with the Eagles. Rams receiver Sammy Watkins is going to sign a three-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, according to Adam Schefter. That deal is worth $48 million, $30 million of it guaranteed. Free agent linebacker Anthony Hitchens also intending to sign with Kansas City. Meanwhile, the Bruins will continue their road trip in Raleigh tonight. They're taking on the Hurricanes at 7:30. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers, they have the call right here on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5, the Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Celtics off until tomorrow night when they play host to the Wizards. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Join Zoe, Sarge, Steve DeFilippo, and thousands of others who made a 180 with their health. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
From slam dunks.
Wow! And if you think a unicorn is rare.
Oh, my God.
The buzzer beaters.
Heist throws it down with two hands.
The home of the Boston Celtics. 98.5 The Sports Hub. They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I like you, bum bum, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stand somewhere down the lane. I like you, bum bum, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam.
If I drove a plow, I'd play this and just crank it. Put some speakers on the outside, you know, those ski boats.
I get it, snow.
Yeah. I just got it. He didn't really have any hits after this. But when you hit it, man, you know when you got it.
There were lots of these in the 90s, weren't there? Lots of one-hit guys, right? Like Snow. What's the other one?
Tommy T. They had some good stuff, man, back in the day.
CNC Music Factory had more than one
Sweat.
Hit, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
Hammer.
More than one.
Don't
yeah.
hurt him, Hammer.
Hammer had
Please
more than
hammer,
one hit.
Don't hurt him.
Right, Hardy. Sorry.
Please hammer.
How much did you hate that music when you were spinning for BCN? To what they'll call it, hey, I miss you on BCN.
That was all.
But
like,
you're a big Beastie. You're a big Beastie Boy guy. How much Beastie Boys did you play
over the course of? Yeah, always. Always played the Beastie Boys.
That's good.
I mean, going back to my first radio station, sure. Always.
Well, you don't do a rap station. You shouldn't play rap. You know,
did you ever hear that?
Yeah, we always got
I'm sure
that.
You got hardcores and griped.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, we
They're
don't
a good crossover.
Play some Rage Against the Machine, Beastie yeah. Boys, sure.
Yeah.
You ever play the Beasties on Cliff and Rob back in the day?
From License to Ill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Hot and Happening. I mean, that's what, you guys, were all, what you guys were all about.
They called them Tunes back
Definitely
then.
Hot and Happening.
Tunes.
Oh,
Tunes.
No, we're not doing that.
Why?
12:04.
Why can't we do that?
Tuesday afternoon.
Why
blizzard
can't we
outside.
Do it? Come
why
a long way.
Every tune is going to be a hot and happening one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man.
That makes your freaking skin crawl. That's not even me.
It's fine.
It's hot and happening.
Every tune is going to be a hot and
hot.
I'm going to reach it.
Yiggity.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you?
So much cooler now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like
what
you pull
I
up.
Think.
You dig up those old videos of me. It doesn't even sound like me. Like,
that's.
Hey there,
I think
man.
That sounds like me. That was 30 years ago.
And every tune is going to be a hot and happening one.
All right.
You don't do that.
Okay.
Maybe Sarge
oh, the
does.
Cadence
headlines.
The cadence might be different.
Yeah. But.
All right. So, yeah, Bert Blair's in studio.
Blizzard outside.
Blizzard yeah. outside. Moving
on. Can we talk about what happened over the weekend?
Yes.
And that is Sherman moving to San Francisco, and also Aqib Talib going to the Rams. Now, I'd start with Aqib Talib because I thought he was the most realistic option for the Patriots had he been cut by Denver. He wasn't. He ended up getting traded after, I guess, rejecting a trade and saying he wouldn't report.
Right.
So why was he okay with the Rams?
Because of Wade Phillips.
And that was it. It was he likes the D coordinator there, and that's his guy. And
they won 11 games last year. They won their division. They're a rising young team. He wanted to go
gets his $11 million.
And he wanted to go to a place where he had a comfort level. And what's the difference between Los Angeles and New England? The willingness to take on that number. Because if the Patriots take on the contract as is, right, at $11 million for 2018, that eats up a bunch of their cap space. Whereas the Rams came into the offseason with about $55 million to work with. Now, they got to take care of guys down the line. Aaron Donald will be this offseason. Todd Gurley could be this offseason. Jared Goff will be in a year or two. So they got a budget for those things going forward. But they had some room to work with because, again, like the Bears, like the Chiefs, like the Eagles, they've got a young quarterback on a rookie contract. And so that gives them breathing room. And look, they wind up with probably a better situation at corner now in letting Tremaine Johnson go, who they were paying $16 million for last year, bringing in Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters. Now, that thing could blow up because both those guys have had their issues.
You think?
Could absolutely blow up. So there's risk. But, you know,
do they play Crabtree?
It could be really
this year?
Good, too. Yeah, I mean, it could be really good, too. Because. There's no better young corner in the NFL than Marcus Peters. And Aqib Talib was up and down last year, but he's got a great track record on the field. And so you could be talking about Wade Phillips playing with an ability to do all kinds of stuff up front because he's got those two. And I don't think the Patriots were willing to go to $11 million for Talib.
No, I don't think they were either. It would have had to have been a better number.
Yeah. And if you're Talib, if all things are equal, you know what? You're taking the money.
We also have no indication that the Patriots actually want to go and target that position. We just make this assumption.
Think about it.
They didn't call Sherman.
McCourty's in 5 year.
Easy, guys. You're all talking over each other.
Because over the last 4 years, you've been spoiled at the position, right? Yeah.
Stop talking over him.
Over the last four or so years, this was a position that they didn't really invest in if you go back 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Like they let they let Asante Samuel walk.
Right.
They got rid of Ty Law. But they
ended up franchising Asante.
Right. Now, how do they value it?
Right.
Look, I mean, they traded for Talib. They paid him an extra year to stay. Then they replace him with Revis. They bring in Browner to match with Revis.
Yep. That's perfect.
They had Malcolm Butler. While Malcolm Butler's on the roster, they invest in Stephon Gilmore. They trade for Eric Rowe.
Younger McCourty.
They've invested big time in that position. They draft Cyrus Jones in the second round.
Who sucks?
They've invested, but the point is, he's coming back, Beadle. You know what I'm saying, Beadle. They invested.
Why?
In the
I don't know.
So, like, their recent history would tell us they're going to keep investing in the position.
How much money?
But maybe with bigger needs, you look at it and you say, you know what? We'll take care of that in the draft.
And I think from a money standpoint,
we need to spend on our front seven.
I hope
player.
They do.
We need to take care of Nate Solder. We need to take care of our front seven first, and then we'll worry about the secondary in the draft. We can spend a draft pick on a cornerback. We'll be okay if we do that. This just those are expensive guys now. Like Tremaine Johnson's going to get like $14 or $15 million a year. Tremaine Johnson.
Malcolm's going to get more than 10. Isn't
Malcolm's going to get more than 10.
Wow.
Like
Jesus.
If you want a corner right now, you've got to spend for them.
Yeah. So we've been doing this all day. Every time a big
deal happens.
The Patriots
spent for one last year.
I was going to say they spent for one last year. At what point does the Stephon Gilmore deal look good?
I think this year.
It's possible it happens this year.
He started playing well at the end of the year.
He did.
Talked to McCourty a little bit about him, and he's like, just wait until you get an entire offseason. He understands now what we expect as far as...
Yep.
It's one thing to sit there in meetings and talk about, and they talk about this with walkthroughs. He goes, when we get out there in game situations now, you can't replicate any of it. So,
well, that's what I would have had. Like, honestly, that's why, to me, Talib was a much better fit than Sherman. Because what did you deal with at the beginning of the year last year with Gilmore? He didn't look like a good fit. Because in Buffalo, he was only being asked to do one thing. He was, go cover that guy. So he had to learn how to play zone. He had to learn how to play in New England, where they're going to ask you to do a bunch of different things.
And who's to say?
Like, if you bring in Sherman, who's to say it's not the same thing?
Right.
Because he's being asked really to do one thing in Seattle all those years. He's great at it.
Stay on one
Hall
side.
Of Fame at it. But like that was what he was being asked to do.
They didn't match up in chasing.
With Tlaib, at least if he had come in, if you brought Tlaib in, at least he knows. Like, all right, they're going to ask me to do A, B, C, D, and I'm capable of doing all of it.
You got $12.5 million for Gilmore. McCourty's making over $8 million. Harmon's in at $5 a year now. They gave Chung the bump.
Yep.
And they're like, at some point, we can't pay another $10 million on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, well, how much you want to spend in your?
That's
where
they were last. I mean, that's the thing. Like last year, based on investment, like for them to be any good on defense. And this is what got them in the Super Bowl. For them to be any good on defense, based on if you look at the investment of draft picks and money on defense, for them to be any good on defense, they had to be great in the secondary. Great.
Right. They had to make up for all what they missed in the front.
Right.
And I do agree with that. Jonathan Jones is also giving a little bit before he got hurt. So do they look at him
and say, like, he could, like,
you know, like, can we work with him? Like, they're rolling with what they have in the secondary. Not going to make any moves here.
And Rowe isn't like, look.
And people are going to get pissed when they hear the Butler number.
Rowe's not a number one corner, and like will never be a number one corner, but he's a piece. Like, he played after the first quarter of the Super Bowl, he settled down and played okay.
But based on matchups, can you combo him on the other side of Gilmore with Jonathan Jones and Cyrus Jones? And based on matchups, you know what I'm saying, size of the receiver. Like, and he's going to be better against the bigger ones.
Right.
What if you got a small, quicker one? Do you bring Jonathan Jones because he's feisty and he's a former special teamer? He can run around.
Do you project? Well, I think Jonathan Jones, because, yeah, he's feisty, he's shorter, he projects to play like the role Malcolm Butler played here.
Get ready. Get ready for it.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We are talking NFL free agency with Bert Breer. Also just saw a great tweet from Doug Baldwin, responding to the Kirk Cousins contract that he will sign in Minnesota, fully guaranteed deal at over $28 million per year. Doug Baldwin Jr. has responded by saying Kirk Cousins is a hero for all the young players that will follow after him. We need more players to bet on themselves until fully guaranteed contracts are the norm and not the exception.
That's right, because he's one that got fooled by that. Hey, we're going to go off for your 6-year deal. Next thing you know, years in 5 and 6 end up disappearing after the first 3, and then they start talking about moving on from you.
Talk more about that and other topics with Bert next.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub. You'll play some more all night until the next day. Do the diddy again. Won't you be good? Then I can see if I won't.
Second verse of the first line. Come on, Bert. Another one right here.
So we've got the TVs on in the studio. They're all running Governor Baker.
He looks like Michael Myers. Has the same outfit on as him.
What do you think he's saying?
What's that in the background?
Everybody's, it's the like command center for MEMA.
Yeah, command center.
Command center.
That looks is that a touchscreen? That looks pretty fancy.
I don't know what that is.
Who knows?
Pretty high tech.
Stay off
something
the roads.
Something related to the highways. I know that.
Stay off the roads if you're not essential work employees.
Or essential. Get out of the way.
The second thing I would say is that as soon as the snow stops and the wind stops blowing, we'll be pushing the utilities to give people a sense about when the power will be back on.
Oh, that's helpful.
I would say that over the course of the...
If you don't have power, just hang in there. We're going to wait till the end of the storm to figure it out.
When the utility companies kind of say, yeah, it'll be on in about 6 days.
Yeah, translation, it'll get fixed when it gets fixed.
How are your kids going to be home all week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're done for.
I told everybody on Monday when I was picking them up, see you on Thursday. Yep. And that, I think, is
aggressive.
Oh, man.
Aggressive on my part. Of course they are.
Where's the sidewalk snow going? Like, where are they going to put it? You actually have to put it up, pick it up, lift it.
You bend over and I'll show you.
Hey, Griswold.
There's not like another one of these coming down the pike, is there?
Sure is.
I hope not.
We used to get April storms.
I know. Listen, well, we had that April Fool's storm. It was awful.
I got to get on a plane tomorrow
30
night.
30 inches
and
on
that
it.
Plane yeah. better leave Logan.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night you'll probably be okay.
Oh, you know what?
Where are you going?
Vegas.
Depends if you're waiting on a plane to come from another spot, though. If you're planning,
I know,
supposed to
but
get
I'm
early.
Hoping that it gets in here tomorrow, wherever it's coming from.
Bachelor party?
No, just Beetle party.
Beetle party.
Beetle party.
The NCAA party tournament room. Begins on Thursday, Bert. That's
gotcha.
The kind of party that
I gotcha.
Is. Yes.
Beetle alone in a hotel room by himself.
Not alone.
No? You sharing a room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't share a room.
Even with your wife?
It's my brother.
Yeah.
It's my brother.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I wouldn't share
two
a room.
Queen beds.
You'll end up, you'll be sleeping alone. He'll end up getting in a fight or something.
It's your brother.
No.
Neither one of you have a brother.
Yeah.
You're both brotherless.
I ruin my sister.
You've got brothers.
My sister slept with me in Super Bowl.
Yes. I have a brother.
Yep.
Would you share a room with your brother?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you would.
Sure you would.
Oh, and like in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For a couple of days, it'd be fine.
Give me a break.
Yeah. How old were you when you got shot in the leg? That rubber bullet.
That was like, I was 22. 22.
Something's going to happen with Beetle's brother in Vegas. I can just sense it.
Yeah, you get that feeling about him? You got that feeling about
somebody,
him?
Huh? You get out there and just something happens. Not that at all. Never know.
Can I hear more of the governor? Is that okay, Jim?
Yeah,
can
give me some.
Check in on him again?
Where's Hook?
And to stay off the roads. And we would encourage them to do so for the rest of the day.
Sure.
Even once the snow... The 1 to 3 inches an hour stops. It's still going to be blowing around, and it's still going to be snowing lightly in many places, and there'll still be squalls. And I think it would be our hope that people continue to stay off the roads if they can. There's a ton of shoveling out that will be done all over the place starting later tonight and into the morning. And I think one of the things we are particularly going to start focusing on in a couple of hours is everything we can do to make sure that tomorrow morning's commute works for people.
That's exciting.
Well, there won't be kids in school, so it'll be a lot easier.
Forecasts stay the same in that it is, I mean, the heavy stuff ends later tonight, but it will continue snowing like throughout the night and into the morning.
Right. I think commuting tomorrow morning will probably be easy.
The kids have no chance going to school tomorrow. Boston.
No, tomorrow will be an easy commute because by tomorrow morning,
no
the roads will be pretty much clear.
Yeah.
No schools.
But
there
will
be a lot
roads.
Of people who are still off of work, probably government buildings closed.
Problem is sidewalks and back roads, Bert, for schools and stuff. That's the ones that kill you.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're a commuter tomorrow, it's probably going to be pretty easy.
It's a good work day.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to going to work tomorrow.
You're going to look forward to going to work?
I'll be flying in tomorrow. Sure. Easy drive in tomorrow.
Looking
easy drive in today.
That's strong.
Piece of cake today. Like, nothing.
I'll tell you, driving in today, I don't know how many cars you saw on the road, Bert.
Zero.
But driving in, I started to second guess myself, like, wow, maybe we shouldn't be going to work today. What? Wow, nobody is out here.
I don't feel safe.
Yeah, like...
It was like for the first, I'd say for the first like 5, 6, 7 miles on Route 3.
You didn't see another car?
I didn't see another car.
Yeah, isn't that a little alarming?
Like, and it
there's
was just like,
alarming about it.
It feels like you're in a movie almost,
like, what
right?
What did I do? Did I
like it's some sort of end of days movie that you're in.
See,
right?
You and I can drive in it. It's the dumbass in the van. Like I got stuck behind a guy at a red light going up the hill. There's a red light at the top of the hill. And the stupid front wheel drive van was just spinning out. He's gone. And I'm like, I went in the other lane and just went around him. Because I'm like, that's the guy that creates the problem.
Yep.
It's not me.
It's the guy who's getting out in his Ford Focus.
Yeah, it's the people.
And white knuckling it down.
Non-drivable cars in the snow. Yeah. Be smart about what you drive.
Yeah, use your noggin.
And the people with the small cars don't clean the car off either. They just keep the snow piling up on the car then start driving.
It's got like the snow hawk on top, right? Like,
yeah, I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't bug me. So I'm like, who really wants to get up there and clean it off?
Oh, I don't clean
it
off
either. And you scratch
a
roof, you know? You don't want to do that.
Plus, it's a pain in the ass.
I mean, like, what tool would get that off?
I guess the brush, right?
Not really.
The brush on your scraper?
You're going to get stuff like... If you have a 5-inch pile on your roof.
I'm not taking a shovel up there.
Your Tahoe.
Sure.
How are you getting up top of your Tahoe?
I climb up on the running board. Show them the instrument back there.
Show them the device!
That we have in the back of the studio. I could show you what I would suggest. That right there.
It is
that right there. It's not a squeegee.
It looks like a Swiffer.
It's got a foam end on it.
Yeah, and then
Billy Lanny told me about that. Probably we'll send out a picture about of this device.
What's it called?
Looks like
I don't know
Swifter
what it's called.
Wet jet.
I think it's just it a snow
like a
brush.
Is that a Swifter?
Snow,
but it's not a brush.
Snow yeah, rake? I don't know what it's called.
It's called a Hoppy.
Is that
the
so it's not a brush?
Hoppy.
Poppy
on the bottom.
Is that rubber?
It's called a
Hoppy
snow broom.
Hoppy?
A foam snow broom.
Oh, it's foam.
Hoppa.
It's got foam, so it doesn't scratch your car.
Did you carve that out of a single piece of wood?
It took about 80 hours.
There's so much damn lacquer on that thing.
Look at the detail on the roses coming down the side.
Well, that collects rainwater. And it turned into a little bird bath.
Stop it.
It's my silly sentimental notion.
Portfolio. Yeah, just Google Hoppy Snowbrush. H-O-P-P-Y.
H-O-P-P-Y.
Hoppy.
Hopa?
That's the one.
How much is it? It looks, I wouldn't pay $4 for that.
$20.
Highway robbery.
Highway robbery? Let's get a extendable.
I'm seeing places here you can get it for like $11.
All right, well, that's a deal.
Gamut.com. I don't know what Gamut.com is, but.
It looks like it's a knockoff.
Oh, yeah.
The
it's
extendable,
not the real
hobby. The extendable Arctic plow is what it's.
Oh, it's like the CVS brand hoppy here.
Now, in a snow like this, it wouldn't do any good. But my dad had a snow plow shovel. I believe it was called the snow pusher. And when he died, my cousin, who was a few years
got,
older
like, a
than
bar
me,
that you.
He was over at the house. Like pusher. When I was at the house, and we're in like going through stuff, and it's kind of sad, and you're going through all this stuff, and he could barely wait until he said. You gonna take that snow pusher shovel with you back to Boston? Or
who
gonna...
said this? The neighbor?
My cousin Jay.
Oh, your cousin?
And I said no. He had been coveting it for years. Apparently, he had bought one of the earlier models, but the new one it's got a 48-inch width blade on it, and for snowfalls of I guess like 6 inches or less, you just set that thing down the driveway and just start pushing it, and it works like a plow. And you can shovel your driveway like that.
Wow. And Cousin Jay was
just waiting.
How about Jim Plunkett?
When was the last time you talked to Cousin Jay?
Electric shovel.
Oh, I talked to Jay. I talked to Jay somewhat frequently. He works for Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram
in
Detroit.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That cousin.
Yes. Yes.
Cousin Jay wanted the handheld snowplow.
Yeah, he did. It's nice.
Bob and Jay.
Maybe
J-Bob.
Like how he thought you might take that back to Boston with you. You know, ship that thing back.
Well, he's
taking it on a plane with you.
You know, if you don't want to, you know, I'll take it off your hands. And he did. Happy that's getting used. Maybe we should break out the what you shoveling with. We can, you know, spin that a few times today.
$10 on Amazon.
Oh, somewhere. Channel 4.
$10. I see it as $21 and change on Amazon.
This is a Snow Joe.
WBZ just did a piece, a 5-minute piece on how to shovel.
Snow Joe for
like
snow
how to
job.
Bend your legs. And
shout
use,
out to shout out to
legs.
Thunder on Twitter. He's got a Snow Joe for $10 on Amazon.
Snow Joe.
Snow Joe. Apparently, there's a whole like industry. Of
I
these.
Told you, there's you know, there are tools to solve this problem, and this problem being how do you get the snow off the top of a large vehicle.
Yeah, but then you got to.
So I'd rather just drive down the road and right. Then hit everybody else.
Yeah, but then you got to go to Amazon. You got to enter your credit card information and.
Yep.
That's too much.
I mean, then I'm not going to use it. Like you get out there and the wind's blowing, it's cold, and I got 5 inches of snow on my truck. My truck's like 8 feet in the air. I'm not going to climb up there and take that down.
You
I'm
have
get on
running
the
boards,
huh?
Step onto your running boards.
You get up there and the snow gets in your sleeves and stuff.
Well, how about a pair of gloves? Do you ever wear a pair of gloves?
No, I don't.
Of course not.
So it doesn't wear any winter stuff.
Doesn't wear a winter hat. Doesn't wear gloves.
Because it's all bulky and fat. You feel fat when you're driving.
But your big jacket there with the fur.
That's
on
for
top.
Game day, Jim. That's when it's
that's
really
only for
cold,
looks.
And I'm on TV.
It's only for looks. Okay? It's not for actual winter wear out in the snow.
Right. Ooh, look at these trees down.
I'll tell
misjudge
you,
this snow
they
weather,
really
people,
got that
huh?
Fluffy snow part right.
Boy, they got that one right.
Wow, what a swing and a miss.
Stick them in front of a green screen now. What are you going to say now?
Swing and a miss. Every single one of them in town was
zero.
Screaming from the mountaintops how it was going to be fluffy
not
snow.
As that
was
not that headline. 2 weeks ago.
Yes, it was.
Not that.
That was undoubtedly the headline over the last 48
sure
hours.
Big fluffy snow on the way.
Yeah, it's a lot of snow, but don't worry. It's powder.
I'll tell you who wasn't saying that. Harvey Leonard wasn't saying that.
Five guy?
Harvey Leonard wasn't saying that. He doesn't do those things. He doesn't fall victim to these
this guy's
these tough. Grand proclamations that some of these other weather guys
Pamela make. Gardner looks like she's struggling.
I couldn't care less if she's struggling.
Struggling. Struggling.
Oh, here it is. More from Tom Brady on Colbert last night, and also Tom Brady and Tom versus Time. We'll touch on that with Bert next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Yes, NFL free agency doesn't officially begin until tomorrow, but the pieces are falling into place. We begin with the quarterbacks, Drew Brees, who has a new deal with the Saints. So he won't hit free agency. Obviously, most of these names I'm going to mention won't, because they have deals. $27 million guaranteed for Brees to stay with the New Orleans Saints on what is essentially a one-year deal with a team option for his second year, worth a total of $50 million. Vikings in the proverbial catbird seat for Kirk Cousins, according to multiple reports. Although Kirk is going to be looking for fully guaranteed money north of $28 million per year, 3 years in total. Meanwhile, the Browns said to be making a big run at Nate Solder, but they have to wait on Joe Thomas. Apparently, Joe Thomas has not yet told the team if he decides to retire or not. Rams wide receiver Sammy Watkins expects to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, Anthony Hitchens, free agent linebacker, also planning on signing with the Chiefs. The Bruins resume their road trip tonight in Raleigh when they take on the Hurricanes. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers have the call, 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics off tonight. Golden State Warriors off today. They canceled practice today. Apparently, this according to Anthony Slater, everybody is in recovery mode after Steph Curry's 30th birthday party last night. So the Golden State Warriors canceled practice today. Headlines brought to you by Hooters and Saugus, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield, where the game is on, the food is hot, and the beer is cold. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
My producer tells me that you said to him, I hate strawberries.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I hate strawberries.
You hate strawberries, yeah. But you also told New York Magazine last year, I have never eaten a strawberry in my life.
Yeah.
Which is it, Tom? Do you hate strawberries?
I hate the smell of strawberries.
Okay,
like that's...
and you've never had a strawberry?
Never.
I challenge you to eat a strawberry.
Really?
I'll rub your arm while you eat a strawberry. Do what?
Really?
Now, why won't you eat a strawberry?
I just hate the smell.
That's springtime, Tom. That's the sound. I don't. What is?
All right,
okay, come on, come on. Right. Yeah. Here, ready? Cheers.
Not that bad.
Now, okay. Now
I did it. Mom, are you proud of me?
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about.
Not that bad.
Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy.
Do you believe this? Do you believe him when he says he's never had a strawberry?
What a dare, though. This is not like he's in the Costa Rican jungle and he's forced to eat one of those fat pus bugs or worms. You know, the grubs. You just bite it. Just got to snap the beak off.
Never had one?
Yeah, but everybody's got
that.
Something
I believe that.
Like when they were a kid that
it's
they
a
would.
Texture thing.
Yeah, like everybody's got something. Yeah, like everybody's got something when they were a kid that they did just wouldn't go near.
But
right?
You tried it. You've had one in your life if it's a common food. I think that's
you see his face,
the sticking point.
Look at his face when they bring the bowl of strawberries out.
Yeah,
he looks like he's grossed out by them.
I hated peanut butter when I was a kid. I don't think I ever ate it. I don't think I ever had peanut butter until like
I'm with you on that.
I hated it. Like I thought it was all like fish. I stayed away from most fish when I was a kid. I didn't like fish. Now I've like grown to like some kinds of fish. But there's stuff when you're a kid that you just won't go near. And maybe that's it for him.
Right.
But you tried it, as Hardy said. Like, possibly. You hated fish because you tried it, and you were like, gross.
It's possible. It's possible, though, he tried it, like, when he was too young to remember, and then just right. Stayed away from it.
I can't eat cilantro or anything with cilantro.
I think we solved it.
Cilantro. It's like the one. And rosemary.
Cilantro's delightful. So is rosemary.
Disgusting.
Oh, rosemary chicken?
Mmm. Gross.
Cilantro, it's a Mexican food. You don't like Mexican food?
I do love Mexican food, but I won't eat it. Leo, like the fresh stuff with the like cilantro leaves.
Yeah,
I won't,
sprinkle
won't
on
eat
top.
It.
Love it.
Won't touch it.
Won't all touch right, it. So he ate his strawberry. You
what
know what
my
he
guacamole
should have said?
Without cilantro.
When
I go to Chili's.
Yeah, they dig that. By all means. You're going to get the guacamole that's in the big 5 gallon tub back there, like
right, the ones they have
like table side guac now.
Table side guac
at Chili's.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not your dad's Chili's anymore, huh?
That's lime juice, a little sea salt. A red onion and
that's
cilantro.
A big development.
Hold the cilantro.
That's huge.
That's a big development.
And $5 marks? Huh? Yeah. Look at the $5 margaritas.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look into that. You were saying, Hardy?
No. When Colbert told him that the strawberries smell like springtime, he had the perfect out. He said, "I'm a football player. I hate the spring. There's no games. Yeah. Nothing but camps, OTAs. Yeah, springtime is the worst time if you're a football player. So that shouldn't sway him one way or the other." But he tried it. That's the important thing. That's another lesson for the kids, just like losing the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Ends up being a lesson for the kids. There's another one last night. Tried the strawberry. You know what he said? Not bad. It was like green eggs and ham. You know what? I do like them, Sam. I am. Give me another one. We all learned something.
There's something you'd always think you wouldn't like when you were a kid. Like you always heard like liver and onions, liver and onions.
Yeah.
And I had liver and onions with my grandfather, and I like loved liver and onions.
Brussels sprouts is one for me.
Oh, gross. I hate them.
I love them now. I
roasted
thought
ones?
They were nasty. Oh,
never been
before.
A fan. You but know what's an odd one for me? Now. Carrots. Cooked carrots.
Oh, cooked carrots are really good. Cooked
they
carrots
repulse
are
me.
Really?
Yeah, I can eat a raw carrot. Like,
I
don't
carrots.
Love it, but a cooked one makes me gag. I don't know why. I think the texture and taste of it changes when you cook them.
Two that like changed for me, and this is like because my wife basically forced me to try them. Guac was one where I thought like it just looked nasty when I was younger, and then I tried it and liked it. Another one was sushi. Like I just would never eat sushi I would never eat sushi, and Emily basically said, "You have to try this. You have to try this. You have to try this." Pretty good. Be open to new things, kids.
There you go.
So the thing with carrots, Beetle, you're just not doing it right. A lot of butter, a lot of brown sugar. You can cook anything, and it's going to taste good. Prepare them the right way.
No, we'll not do it.
Carrots almost taste like if you cook them right, they almost taste like sweet potatoes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Zoe doesn't
except
like sweet
they're
potatoes.
Carrots.
They're still carrots.
I hate yams and sweet potatoes.
Hams?
Yams.
Oh, I'm like,
yams are sweet potatoes, right?
Pretty much.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
They
are
candy.
Sweet. Yeah.
That's the way it's cooked. Yeah. Candy.
You know, it's good. You get to bake a sweet potato like you bake a baked potato. Really good.
Gross.
Really good.
Okay, the bigger development this week. By the way, Brady's on this like tour. Yesterday, he's on Good Morning America. Yeah. He's obviously in New York doing all this.
Promoting Tom versus Time.
And The Method, I think, a little bit.
Probably.
It's like a dual thing.
Yeah.
And he promoted that, and he wasn't able to do it because they were still in season before. So I guess that's what it is. Doing a little promotion for it. And he's good at it. Like, he was good at doing the interview on GMA. He was funny last night on Colbert. Obviously was willing to try the strawberries. But I think the bigger thing this week, Burton, the bigger story is what was in Tom versus Time at the end. If you haven't heard it yet, here's a little bit of Tom at the final scenes of this episode.
This offseason is going to be about my family. And they deserve it. There's more to think about than just me. And I think that's what you commit to when you have a family. And they commit a lot to me. You know, that obviously goes both ways.
These last 2 years have been very challenging for him in so many ways. And I think he just want, you know, he tells me, I love it so much, and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
Does this represent a change with Tom Brady? Or is this just, as Hardy was saying yesterday, you caught him in the final, you know, the 5 days after the Super Bowl, you just lost the game. Maybe
no,
I'm still a little raw from that.
I think this is, he tells me, right? Like, here's what she's saying. He tells me, I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun. That means, like, we've talked about for 2 months now, 3 months now, things were uncomfortable in that building. Yep. There's been strain in key relationships in that organization. And that right there is confirming it. It's coming from the wife of the quarterback in a piece that the quarterback has complete editorial control. And not only does he have complete editorial control over it, he chose to put that at the very end. So it's the last thing that you see.
Not only that, Gautam Chopra did an interview prior to it dropping and said, there's a little bit of something at the end. There's a little surprise for everyone at the end.
Mm-hmm. It's the offseason
thing. He's clearly referring to this stuff.
Yeah. I don't think you can underrate, and we talked about it an hour ago, how important that relationship is and how important Brady's willingness to be coached hard, to be treated like he's the 30th guy on the roster has been to Bill being able to treat every guy this way. And I said this on TV on Sunday. Like, I think Bill's coaching style is a little outdated. Doesn't mean it doesn't work. It absolutely works. It works at the highest level. But I think you'd have a hard time if you were a new coach who hadn't been a head coach before, who didn't have skins on the wall, walking into a building and setting up a program that way. I think with this generation of athletes, it would be very difficult to do that.
Okay, so if it's difficult to set it up that way right now with this generation, is that style of coaching going by the wayside in this league?
Yeah.
In any league?
Yes. Look, Doug
look at Sean McVay.
Sean McVay, Dan Quinn, like the guys.
Doug Peterson, who just beat you.
These are guys who are winning. Like, this isn't just guys who are coming. These are guys who are winning. Like, it's just a different generation. Yeah. And what Bill does, I've got so much respect for the fact that he's willing to stick to his guns and do things the way that he's always done them. And it still works. But it would be really hard to set up a program that way now.
Well, it works to a degree. And it definitely has worked in recent years.
Look what happened when Greg Schiano tried to do that in Tampa.
If that
when he tried,
but he also hadn't won. Bill has won, which is why he
that's
can
what
work
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why it works. So
he knows. Like, it. I mean, Brady knows. They're gonna win 12 again this year.
But that's why it's so key that you've got Brady responding. It's if Brady's chafing against that,
yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden, that's the same way that Brady responding to it, the way Brady responds to it, which is as the perfect player, right?
Yeah. Right.
That is the way he responds to it. That gives Bill license to treat every other player that way. If Brady...
There's certain things Brady earned.
If Brady chafes against it, well, then that gives other players license to chafe against it, right?
Right. Right.
Because if he's chafing, because if his response is, you know what, the hell with this. I don't want to deal with this anymore.
No, I think you know what he's telling you.
What if it's not just him? What if it's him and it's Gronkowski and, you know, they're...
Well, where's he working out that this week?
Big-time players at the top of your roster who are looking at the head coach and saying, stop it.
Gronkowski's not in the building working out. Where's he working out? He's working out at TB12.
Bill's ability
That's
to...
That's something. Serious.
The ability to fix that relationship, to get that relationship where it needs to be before July is enormous for the Patriots. Enormous.
Bert Breer is with us. One more segment with Bert next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Bert Breer, did you know that the four highest paid players in the NFL, as of right now, going into next season, this could change, of course, in the coming months.
And will change.
And likely will. But right now, the four highest paid players going into that year, Cousins, Stafford, Carr, Garoppolo, all of these $25, $27, $28 million a year guys, not a single one of those guys have won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. I heard Jim say that. That's pretty good.
Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed contract. He's the number one free agent.
Because getting
paid. Sub 500. He has a 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio.
He's never won a playoff game. I learned this a long time ago. How much you get paid isn't about how good you are, it's about how much leverage you have. And credit to Garoppolo for walking away from what might have been pretty tempting last spring and summer. Credit to Cousins for walking away from security and betting on himself. That's why these guys are here. They're not here solely because of their skill as quarterbacks. They're here because they were willing to play out contracts. And so credit to them.
Yeah.
Because they incurred all the injury risk. They said, you know what? I could get hurt, but the reward on the other side is going to be great. If I can get there, I've got confidence in myself as a player. I'm going to bet on myself. That's why those guys are here. It has nothing to do with how good they are. It's how much leverage they have. And in a league that's desperate for quarterbacks, the Niners couldn't afford to let Jimmy Garoppolo go to the market. And the Redskins got to a point where they couldn't tag Kirk Cousins anymore because he's already played out two of them. And so both those guys bet on themselves, play out contracts, and put themselves in a position where
Now they're the two highest paid players in football. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, but you're already
because
there.
You guys know
you already tagged the guy twice. You're in it. You already know and you're paying. And then you're going to go trade for Alex Smith and guarantee $71 million.
You know what?
For that guy.
You guys,
that guy's not a
what a world.
You guys,
I mean,
what
really, a world. That's the worst
you guys,
part.
But you guys,
I know Cousins can play.
We've all done contracts. Like all three of us have done contracts, right? It takes some sack to go to the end of your deal.
Oh yeah,
it takes some stomach to go to the end of your deal, and to say, you know what, I don't know what's on the other end of this, but I'm gonna bet on myself. Versus taking what's just on the table, like that takes stomach to do that. Whether you're a football player or not. Right. And so that's why those guys are there. Like, I give those guys credit for that, because in a sport that's brutal, like where a horrible injury could be right around the corner, they were willing to bet on themselves and say, you know what, I'm going to take that risk. I've got confidence in my ability to play, and let's go. Let's take this to the end of the deal, and we'll see what's on the other side. And what was on the other side were record-breaking contracts.
Huge, ridiculous record-breaking deals.
It's also the value of the position.
I give Felger credit for that, too. Like, Felger's opened up the door to do other shows outside. Like, if you're on vacation or you want to take a Friday here and there, you can do your show from home.
He's done a show from home?
Yeah, we're on location.
Oh, he's done on the road. I know what you're talking about.
If you want to pop at, like, the end of a week, you have that option. So that has opened doors for other contracts. There's always a pioneer. Guy that's out there in that frontier, you know? Setting the scene.
Yep.
Get out there.
And
be that trendsetter.
Kirk Cousins gets a fully guaranteed deal. That opens Pandora's box for NFL owners.
Yep.
Because now
the ball's all over.
So again, if that comes up in a like negotiation between players and owners, who feels like they're sacrificing something there?
Well, all right. So the funding
rule. Whose bargaining chip is it, so to speak?
The way it works right now, the funding rule has been bad for players because teams have used it as a crutch. We can't fully guarantee you that because we don't want to put that money in escrow. That's going to cause us cash flow issues if we're going to put $80 or $90 million in escrow. We can't do that. Now the funding rule might be bad for owners. Because now if Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger do deals where all the money's guaranteed and that money has to go into escrow, now all of a sudden it's bad for, a handful of owners? And they might say, screw this. Now the rule's bad for owners. If the rule's bad for owners and the rule comes out, then that takes away a major crutch that NFL owners have used in fighting against fully guaranteed contracts. One thing that no one seems to understand is there's nothing in the CBA saying the contract can't be guaranteed. In any sport CBA, in the NBA, in the NHL, in baseball, in football, there's nothing requiring contracts to be guaranteed in any sport. You have to individual players have to negotiate their way there. And so this is a huge step for NFL players.
And it's like Brady, though, too. Brady's sitting there saying, I look at the other quarterbacks in this league. I can do this. So if Cousins is getting this, look, you want to come to Brady and extension? Hey, I'm 41. If you want me to be on like this, guarantee the whole thing. Because I'm going to commit my life.
All right, so if I'm Brady, you know what? I'm going to say, okay, maybe the funding rule comes out in May at the spring meeting. Maybe they talk about it at the owners' meeting in March, and maybe the funding rule comes out in May. So maybe I should wait. Maybe I should wait and see if that funding rule comes out. Because if that funding rule comes out, then there's really no reason not to do a fully guaranteed deal with me. So I just think it's interesting from that standpoint, where you may have to fully guarantee a three-year, whatever it is. You may have to fully guaranteeing money for quarterbacks first, and you guys know the way it works. It goes from the quarterbacks and filters down. So it's just, I mean, it's one of those things that happens during free agency that may not get the most attention that could be, you know, just an earth-shaking earth-shaking dynamic for the NFL and the way the NFL works.
All right, Bert. Well, we appreciate the off-season visit.
Yep.
It was nice to see you.
Took a lot of effort and courage to get here, but it shows my commitment to the show.
That's right.
Thank you.
What's new at the MMQB? Anything?
Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. Yeah.
You've come a long way since those little flags you had to hang behind you and stuff. Those little pennants. Those little pennants you had to do on your little Facebook things.
Yeah, I still do Periscope.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you do some Periscope too, don't you? You've dabbled.
No, we dabbled.
You've dabbled in Periscope.
We've deleted that app. App is gone.
All right, very good. We'll check out Bert's coverage at the MMQB, okay?
See you, pal.
I didn't think we were going to go there, but glad we did.
Thanks, Bert.
Thanks, guys.
Hardy will have our headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. We are right back with the fourth and final hour on this snow day.